on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing, we capitalize the roofing industry.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The polls are open for two special elections for House seats in North Carolina, with results of one House vote in November thrown out over allegations of voter fraud on the Republican side. President Trump says at a rally for the Republican in that race, Dan Bishop.
A vote for any Democrat in 2020 and a vote for any Democrat tomorrow in North Carolina is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
Bishop's North Carolina State Senator, the Democrat Dan McCready, is a retired Marine. The other race there today is to fill Republican Walter Jones' seat. He died in February. Members of British Parliament chant shame on you as Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspends Parliament for 5 weeks ahead of a Halloween deadline for finalizing a divorce deal with the European Union. Parliament passed a law yesterday ordering Johnson to extend that deadline if there's no deal. America's listening to Fox News.
Said I've got to watch my cholesterol. It can lead to high blood pressure. So she suggested I eat less fatty food and get some exercise. And I took her advice. For about a minute. Then I realized I've been raised to think that nothing is ever my fault, so I told her to take a hike.
My doctor says the reason I'm tired all the time is because I smoke and drink way too much. Which makes sense because I smoke and drink a lot. A whole lot. But when I was growing up, my mom and dad told me that I should never let anybody judge me and that I can do whatever I want. So I told my doctor to kiss my...
It's true. If you were born between 1982 and 1990, whatever goes wrong in your life is not your fault. You never kept score in soccer. There was never a losing team in t-ball. And even your high school didn't have a valedictorian because they didn't want to make the stupid kids feel inadequate.
Yeah, that wasn't fair that she got all straight A's and I didn't.
Yeah, we was busy.
We're busy.
Whatever.
We understand. For a generation where even stupid, fat, unathletic kids went home with a gold medal just for participating, we can't expect you to be responsible for yourselves now. We're Millennial Pharmaceuticals, and we're all about millennials like you.
Like us?
Like you. And when your doctor tells you to take better care of yourself, to eat better, exercise, and not have unprotected sex, we're on your side.
You mean we don't have to listen?
No, because it's not your responsibility. It must be someone else's.
Yeah. Like who?
Oh, probably just about anyone. The government, most likely.
Yeah, I don't like the government.
Or maybe your healthcare plan.
Yeah, healthcare is bad.
So if you're a millennial and you're sick, it's not your fault. Call us and we'll find someone else to blame for it. We're Millennial Pharmaceuticals, where we say your health is not your problem.
Please have someone bring you the phone so you can call us, or have them call for you, or have them bring you a McRib sandwich and some chocolate milk so you'll feel better about yourself. Sorry if we bothered you. It's totally our fault.
Thank you.
and every weekday morning, you tune in to this radio show to hear four people and a wonder dog try to make it a commercial success. Greg Budell, how would you describe this morning show?
Good to the last drop.
Jay Scott, what do you think about your faithful listeners?
They're great.
Emily Hayes, what's that certain special thing this show has?
Personality.
Bailey, the wonder dog, is it true you might be getting your own program? And Rich Thomas, are you here to give 110%?
Oh, yeah!
They're working hard to make your day just a little easier to handle. Come join us.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Here comes three men and a lady.
And welcome at 6:11. Lots and lots of stuff to talk about today. My name is Greg Udell. I'm the Chief Pizwit in charge. Jay Scott is here. And Emily Hayes. And Emily is also here. But first, here's Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. I wish I could tell you that there's some relief soon on the way, but today will be very hot again. High temperature in the upper 90s, but the heat index near or above that 105 danger level again. There will be some random, widely scattered storms here and there. That could cool down a few lucky communities, but many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still very hot. Mid to upper 90s both days. Rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you ready?
I'm running late. I only have time for coffee.
You have time for coffee?
Then you have
time to work.
No coffee.
No work.
Where's coffee pot? I need caffeine today.
There you go. Enjoy your coffee.
Now get back to work.
Let's go.
All right, showtime.
All right, coming up, we have a rocket scientist today. Some terrible news for California.
Is it going to fall into the ocean?
No, that would have been a good news story.
Oh.
Kidding. No,
I have friends in California.
We're going to start out with a challenge to you.
Me?
Yes.
Or the listener.
You're the IT fan.
Me?
Yes. Okay. A challenge to you and listeners both.
All right.
To name all six clowns in this clip.
In the rocket ship I soar, I explore the ocean floor, but you must know I'll never go unless you come along.
I'm going to play a little song, and before your eyes, up will come McDonald's fry guys.
Can you smell the circus, Georgie? There's peanuts and popcorn.
Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I'm just some dumb clown.
You're not that dumb.
I wish I could say the same thing about you.
You give clowns a bad name.
What a morning.
All right, how can you...
I got two.
Oh, man, hang on, because I didn't start writing it down until the third, and I thought I had the first.
No clue.
I don't know. I know that
today, please.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
We're only on the air till 9.
So the McDonald's clown was in there, and Pennywise, and Krusty the Clown.
Ronald McDonald?
Ronald McDonald. Yeah. That's what I was trying to remember, but when Greg gave me the hurry up, nobody really wants to hear you talk hands, I forgot. So I can't remember the first one and the last one.
All right, so run down the list again.
Are you sure?
I think you got four out of the
Ronald
six.
Ronald McDonald, Pennywise, Krusty the Clown. And that's off of only hearing it once, so...
Was Bozo in there at all?
All right, that's another one.
I mean, I don't know. I'm throwing a guess because he's one of the most famous clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in there.
I didn't know which one.
Who was the first one?
That was Bozo.
Okay, that's what I was trying to write down.
I explore the ocean floor, but you must know I'll never go unless you come along.
I'm going to play a little song, and before your eyes, up will come McDonald's fry guys.
Can you smell the circus, Georgie?
That's
peanuts. And popcorn.
Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I'm just some dumb clown.
You're not that dumb.
I wish I could say the same thing about you.
You give clowns a bad name.
What a morning.
Don't know that one either.
Well, maybe we should give a prize away to somebody who can name
those last two. I have no idea.
It's the last two we're not going to get. Okay. I just thought I'd bring that up.
Are you not going to tell us the answer?
No. Why don't we have a contest? Why don't we reward a listener? We never get a phone call here between 6 and 7 unless the city's on fire. Or the Taco Bell on Zelda Road is burning down.
Look, that was a national travesty.
I understand that, and nobody felt the pain that day more than I did. But anybody that thinks they can name the two, that would be the last two clowns in that clip.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go downstairs.
I know we have at least one prize left over from the week before, plus we had Labor Day, so we should have some extra stuff to play with.
We probably would have an extra seafood bistro gift card.
We have extra seafood bistro and an extra food outlet for Labor Day that we didn't do. We've also got those two tickets to the Zubilation on Thursday night. These are $50 tickets.
I think we should,
21 and up.
We should do the mystery animal for that.
That's right. Yeah. We're doing mystery animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a nice thing to win, too.
It is.
A really nice thing. At 6:16, we have this.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
From the city you were just in, Jay, from Seattle. More than 900 Amazon employees are set to walk out in a demonstration against the company's inaction on climate change.
Oh, no.
Amazon is going to change the weather, folks. You heard it here first. It's the first time in the company's 25-year history that white-collar Seattle employees, who are clearly brainwashed, will be walking off the job. They formed a group called Amazon Employees for Climate Justice. Hey, Amazon folk, how do you think you're going to get your packages to the doorsteps of the people that keep you in business? I think trucks are required for that, aren't they? Don't they emit carbon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So find a different way to deliver stuff. You really think that Amazon is going to change the destiny of the weather?
Maybe they have a backup plan.
They want Amazon to halt donations to those who fuel climate change. There goes my political contribution. End relationships with oil and gas companies. Good luck with that. And achieve zero carbon emissions by 2030, which means many of them will be out of work so the company can pay for all of what these people are demanding. I just am astonished at the brainwashing in place here. Good Lord. You want a fuel-efficient vehicle? Go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I drive a Nissan.
Look how he slides in there. He's good.
It's an SUV. Yeah, the vehicle that gets blamed for climate change. Actually, I did over 30 miles per gallon in my Rogue on this last trip. I finally took the time to check using my last stop on the Florida Turnpike in Ozark. I know the exact mileage and how many gallons it took to top off the tank from one location to the other. And it came out to 34 mpg, which is excellent highway mileage on an SUV. They've got a couple of Nissan SUVs in the under 10,000 category, including a pair of Muranos, a 2009 and a 10, with reasonable mileage. Of course, the important thing with any of these vehicles in this category, the couple of VWs that are in there, the 2015 Corolla L, that's what Mrs. Ritterbuttle just got.
Mm.
She got the 2017 version. Absolutely loves it. These cars have been thoroughly vetted. The vehicle histories have been checked. The bodies are in good shape. The interiors are clean and pristine, but most importantly, the mechanics have been through the engine and told the Ingram family, we can resell this one because it's not going to become somebody else's trouble. So shop with confidence. Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online by price, by type of vehicle you're interested in, or by brand name at jackingram.com. At 619, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged 22-year-old Keani Garrison with murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Jones. Police say Garrison stabbed Jones in the 2600 block of Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators say that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. The search for a man reported missing on Lake Jordan is now over. Elmore County authorities pulled a body from the lake Monday afternoon. Authorities were searching for 50-year-old Christopher Carpenter, who was last heard from on Sunday. They haven't confirmed the identity of the body. and Tallahassee City leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Our most electrifying story yesterday afternoon, if you please. Can I have your attention?
Mm-hmm.
While you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's big story was Sarah Palin and Todd getting divorced after 31 years of marriage. But we're moving on from that. California, I mean, we've talked about San Francisco and the fact that you can take a number two in the street in front of a restaurant, post the pictures on Facebook, but if your dog doo-doo's on the street, you're going to get a three, and you don't pick it up, it's a $350 fine.
That stinks.
California, yes. It does. California, with their willingness to take anybody in who walks across the border, now, according to a public health official there, with 60,000 homeless people and rodents and human waste and piles of garbage, Dr. Mark Siegel says the latest thing that California should be concerned with is an outbreak of leprosy. Leprosy, yeah, as in the biblical sense of the term. What is wrong with these people?
My faces have gone. My nose fell off today. I can't even walk. My toes fell away. My toes fell away. It's like a horror movie.
Like a horror movie.
Taking over LA.
Taking over LA.
California leper.
California lepers.
My skin is all decayed. Stop to see my doc. My ear fell off my head. My doctor billed for leprosy.
Doctor billed for leprosy.
It cost an arm and a leg.
Cost an arm and a leg.
You know a friend asked for some help.
Friend asked for some help.
So I gave him a hand.
I gave him a hand.
California leper.
California leper.
It hit Hollywood land.
And I just got an email from Thrillist.com. With the top 10 beaches in Southern California.
That have leprosy?
No.
Oh.
That you can take your leprosy to when you are infected.
That's
just
sad.
Unbelievable. This is like going backwards. They've also got problems, according to the same doctor in L.A., with whooping cough and a lot of other stuff that we pretty much eradicated here. And I don't get it. I don't understand why the people there allow this to happen. But that's California. And I won't be going back soon. 6:24 coming up. We have the timeline for September 10th. Hard to believe tomorrow's going to be 18 years since 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the first days after that happened, time passed like at the rate of drip. It was just, you know, every day seemed long. And just, I remember the first month of time that passed there, you could look back and measure what, you know, from that day to a month later. That seemed like it was the longest month in my life. And now, man, time is back to passing at warp speed.
So it'd be safe to say that high school seniors graduating this year don't have any memory of 9/11.
Isn't that shocking?
That's insane.
Mm.
And I also think that makes them vulnerable in a way, because they didn't go through it. They didn't experience this horror movie breaking out in front of the entire country, something you're looking at and saying, if Hollywood made this into a movie, I wouldn't believe it. I might see it.
Yeah.
But, God, it's just unreal how fast it goes by. 6:25, Mr. Electric is there for anything you need, whether it's a repair, installation. You don't want to mess with electricity on your own unless you really know what you're doing. With Mr. Electric, the benefits above and beyond the class of talent they employ, which is certified master electricians only. When they give you an appointment time, that's when they show up. That's when the doorbell rings. They bring their own welcome mat so they can keep their shoes clean as they come and go from inside the house. If there's an installation or repair that creates a little debris, they clean that up. And before they even turn a screw, they give you an upfront price on the work that you need. And that is what you'll pay when they're done. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, 245-1566. Or visit MrElectric.com. At 626, what's our TV topic today, kids?
Adulting.
Oh.
Well.
Well, how well do you adult?
No experience there.
Which kind of bothered me because one thing on the list is like how easy you take a pill.
You don't have to blow it down your throat, huh?
Like, I... You know.
Can you neatly wrap a gift? Do you know how to write? You know, it's not a joke. There are some that have issues with all of this stuff.
I can't. My husband, if you get a gift from me and it's wrapped, it was done by husband. I cannot, for the life of me, wrap a gift.
If you get a gift from me, it's going to be in a bag with tissue paper.
Yep.
That's the best way I can give you a
high
gift.
High five, Jay.
That's how it works.
That's, yeah. I can wrap a gift, but...
I suck at it. I'm horrible.
I'm pretty good, actually, you know, with the folding and creasing and, you know, gauging how much you should. But you always have that, you know, you put the box in what you think is the middle, and then you have to have enough on the side to...
Yeah. Never been good at it.
If you just get a bag, then you don't have to worry about that. I mean, my stepmom takes the time to line up the pattern on the paper to make sure the continuity's right. I don't have time for that. I don't have the patience.
Wrapping a gift for me is just as much a mystery as trying to do the towel knot that women do whenever they get out of the shower.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Are you talking about the thing, the turban?
Whatever that is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This weird towel knot thing on their head whenever they get out of the shower and stuff. Yeah.
The one sound you're guaranteed to hear when I'm wrapping gifts is... All right, start over. And, of course, they sell wrapping paper in these deceptively sized rolls because the tube takes up most of the space, and they got, like, enough to wrap three gifts wrapped around it. Small ones, too.
Yeah, that's wonky.
6:28. Let's get our first look at the roads. We'll be back with the timeline. I think I'm going to cancel today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
What?
We're going to take a snow day.
Okay.
Making our way into a Tuesday morning, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we don't see any big problems for you this morning. Everything looks pretty good on the boulevard. There's already some traffic out there, so be careful. If you're using the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. Let's just be careful. Keep an eye out for school buses. They're out picking up kids this time of the morning. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. Watch traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Mark Reed's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Mark Reed's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, what the person in the car next to you is thinking.
All I want is a simple life. I want to wake up late, sip on coffee, and read old books. I also want a spaceship and a pet dragon. Hey, use your blinker, dorkwad.
That was what the person in the car next to you was thinking.
At 6:31 with the timeline, filling in for Rich Thomas, I'm your host, Greg Goodell.
Piccolo!
I just love that. I mean, think about it. Piccolo's a kind of a small woodwind. And think about how precise the lips must be positioned.
I wish people could see your face.
How the ear must be tooted out just properly to hit the thing.
They're always blowing on the top of their lips.
I tried playing, just practicing on a flute once. I definitely was not a... destined to be a flautist.
Flautist.
Got a lot of spit on it, but that was about it. All right. 64 years ago today, one of the longest-running TV shows in history made its debut. That was Gunsmoke.
Debut.
Starring Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Ooh, a little choky there.
1977, convicted murderer. Haimida Djambi, a Tunisian immigrant in France, became the last person to experience the guillotine.
And also a bow and arrow.
Wow.
And they, well, that's the closest thing I have to a guillotine. Sorry.
First they shot him in the heart.
Yeah. They kept trying to kill him. And then the head missed the basket and fell down the stairs.
Yikes. Yikes.
1989. Seems like yesterday. Deion Sanders made sports history by becoming the only person to hit a home run and score a touchdown in the same week.
Yeah.
He hit the home run for the New York Yankees. 4 days later, he ran a punt back 68 yards for the Atlanta Falcons. 29 years ago, Will Smith made his debut on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What a great show.
I'm having an attack of syllabosis.
I know, but I love debit.
I got a debit card.
Yeah. This
Here's
is Brad.
Let's we'll interrupt the timeline.
First
for
time call. Caller.
Wow.
Hi, Brad.
Hello.
This must be a complaint call.
Yeah. What's on your mind today?
No, I just want to know if y'all got the clown that was the clown that gave clowns bad names.
We're missing two. We're missing two. We got Bozo, Ronald McDonald, Pennywise, and Krusty. Who are the last two?
Wasn't it homie that gave the clown's bad name.
You know what? Homie would have been a better choice than these last two.
Forgot about him. I forgot about
him. Yeah.
I forgot about Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown. That was great. I loved Homie the Clown. Not it, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
No, we appreciate your effort.
Yeah.
No, I forgot about that.
That's a good one.
We'll give you another crack at that a little bit later in the show. Let's see.
Choked up.
21 years ago, 1998. President Clinton met with members of his cabinet to apologize, to ask forgiveness, and I promise to be a better person from this point forward. Then he went to the airport and got on the Lolita Express. All right, birthdays today, celebrity birthdays. There's a baseball player here, Joey Votto. Darn good first baseman for the Cincinnati Reds is 36. Randy Johnson.
Hey.
Excellent, excellent left-handed pitcher known as the Big Unit. He is 56 and maybe the ugliest person who ever put on a baseball uniform.
Oh, that's
well,
uncommon.
I mean, that kind of added to his on-field persona.
His intimidation.
He's 6'11".
Ugh.
He looks like an angry hawk ready to attack. Then he throws a rock at you at 99 miles an hour. That's pretty menacing. And on the birthday set, we have Joe Perry turning 69 today. Aerosmith guitarist, so we'll make him and Aerosmith our Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting song of the day. This is one of those extended intros. So rather than talk up all 40 seconds, which listeners find unappealing and kind of conceited, get into it. Find a post where you can back off from the microphone and just let the song play itself. At 6:36 on the timeline.
Keep waiting for that drum beat, don't you?
That was when I waited. The wah was good enough. That's a post.
Longer intro.
I think it's here, isn't it?
That's all we have time for.
Like, I was getting ready for a Howard Dean.
Oh, yeah, that would have been nice.
Nothing.
We're kind of tight for time here, kids. Bill O'Reilly hits the big 7-0 today. Jose Feliciano, 74. Danny Hutton from Three Dog Night is 77. Arnold Palmer would have been, let's see, 71 plus 9. He would have been 90 today. My dad's fan. And Roger Maris would have been, I don't have time to figure out. Let's get the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. I wish I could tell you that there's some relief soon on the way, but today will be very hot again. High temperature in the upper 90s, but the heat index near or above that 105 danger level again. There will be some random, widely scattered storms here and there. That could cool down a few lucky communities, but many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still very hot. Mid to upper 90s both days. Rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're going to be talking adulting. Yes, that's the actual topic on our TV segment coming up in just a moment. But Menthol Meredith has a new piece.
Yay!
Out, and it's on the big school scandal with Felicity Huffman. And I can't wait to find out what she has to say.
I enjoy her insight.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Meredith. Well, it looks like Felicity Huffman is going to be doing hard time for cheating her daughter's way into college. Boy, am I glad no one caught me when my oldest Bodine was trying to get into VCR repair school. I didn't bribe no one with money, but I did have to use a little bit of honey, if you know what I mean. And don't be boo-hooing for Felicity Huffman either. I have seen firsthand how celebrities get special treatment in the slammer. When I was doing time in county, the local weather girl, Dixie Puckett, was my cellmate, and they treated her like she was the Queen of England. I have never seen anyone get so many preferential chicken nuggets in my life. To this day, anytime I get a whiff of chicken nuggets, I picture Dixie Puckett in her prison grays, being forced to do the weather for the Cons and Harley Mamas of Cell Block 8. Good luck, Felicity.
It's showtime.
All right, we're just going to hang tight here until he throws the big cue so we can be on Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Talking about adulting.
Adulting, yeah.
There are some things in here.
They keep inventing crap, you know? It's just, why do they have to make the world so complicated?
Words, too, huh?
Oh, God.
David.
The David and Sarah Palin getting divorced. There's a lot going on.
Poor Tud.
Fold a fitted sheet, I can't do.
Come back, you gotta tell me about this video that Rich.
Oh.
Shot and made it to TV. What did he get a picture? What did he shoot? Video of what?
He was at a weather conference, and one of the guys was speaking. I'd have to give you, I can't remember who it was. He tells me who it is, but he was talking about the tornadoes back in March of, oh gosh.
11?
Yeah. Yeah,
this guy. We didn't have tornadoes here
right,
until
yeah,
we started putting into traffic circles.
That was the keynote
speaker.
Because on
the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
All right, it's TV time.
Are you better at adulting than most people?
A BuzzFeed poll found only 28% of people could change a flat tire, 34% make their bed every morning, and 76% know how to write a check.
That's pretty good odds.
Some benchmarks.
For the, yeah, for the check at least. All right, let's bring in 3 Minute Lady at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good this morning. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
I can't do this show.
I'm better because every morning my sweet little wife gets up and blows the pills I need down my throat because I haven't learned how to swallow a pill. This is adulting, learning how to swallow a pill?
Yeah, look, the fitted sheet's never going to happen for Emily Hayes, and I've accepted it.
Why? When you put a sheet on, do you have one corner of the bed that...
No, I can make a bed just fine.
It's folding the fitted sheet.
It's folding the fitted sheet.
Folding a fitted sheet.
Which I think is a bunch of hooey.
After they come out of the packaging, they know better.
I've more reason we should just crumple all
exactly.
of our linens up and just throw them in a closet.
I agree.
No. Less is hard.
I attempt to.
There's a reason he does not let us come to his apartment. Our OCD would be like, Andrew.
I've got to go. Sorry.
I attempt to fold the fitted sheet, and it always is just kind of just rounded corners in the back of the linen closet.
Just, as long as it looks okay on the top, I just kind of just shove everything under the
yes.
I can't get it right. Shove everything on the bottom and just try to flatten it in the shelf.
I feel.
And that makes me feel a little bit better.
And then I feel better about
the
that.
Other sheet on
top of
it.
It so I don't have to see it. Yeah. Oh my God.
Exactly.
Right. Out of mind.
Yeah.
Do you make your bed every morning?
The pillowcases are on top of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not every morning, but I made my bed this morning. Most mornings.
Summit I make my bed every morning. Up my bed, my
right.
dog, so she should start making
right.
the bed.
Yes.
Then we'll talk about the bed.
My poor Summit.
I'm out of the bed before she is.
Yeah, but you need to make it so she can have a clean slate to sleep on.
Who knows how to neatly wrap a gift
under,
I think that you were under
the covers?
I can't wrap. I can't wrap a gift.
What about grocery bags?
What about grocery bags?
You know, one thing we used to do if you were, in, you know, if you're going through your poverty years, you can take the Sunday funnies off the newspaper and use that as gift wrap if you're too cheap to buy the real stuff.
That's good. I've done that before. Newspapers are like,
where
especially the comics.
News?
Yeah. That looks great. You know, the Sunday comic strips.
Newspaper. Have that many.
It's a gift you can read before you open it.
I would wrap mine in Captain D's coupons. I have a lot of those.
It's a gift within a gift.
But I need those.
Another emergency wrapping paper is your receipt from CVS because mine.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
If you have a messed up ankle, you can wrap your ankle.
I use that for when I have a
I love that.
Wound or
it
something.
It doubles as gauze, yeah.
Yeah.
They are single-handedly like so many trees. Are
that's where the Amazon's going.
Yeah, and then like they expire so quickly too. I don't have time to come back for my 3-for-10 Maybelline makeup. It's going to expire in 3 days.
I'm not even done reading the receipt.
Exactly. It's expired.
And then they,
all of the exclusions, they tell you that you can't get X. They can't get basically you can't get anything. You can come in and buy Walgreens or CVS brand water. That's all you can get.
Yeah, they never have.
After you read all the exclusions.
If you take the time to look at this, you know, okay, there's maybe one thing on there, and it's just not worth it. How many trees?
And it's nothing that you actually bought on the receipt that you might actually come back for. It's just for random products that they would like to try and get off.
Yes.
Table. Who can change a flat tire?
I can.
Not
oh, good.
Me.
We're all good. We're all set then.
I haven't had to do that in like 30 years because I keep good tires on my car, but
my dad taught me.
Yeah, so
I can call AAA.
That's really the thing. For safety, that's what you should do is call AAA, especially the way people drive, not paying attention.
I think that my dad has tried to teach me most of the, you know, some car maintenance things that I may need to know, but changing the flat tire, I don't. We haven't gotten to that one yet.
All right, Jalea, coming up.
When my mom was growing up, she had a Volkswagen Beetle, and she took the engine apart and put it back together for fun. And
that's what I do in my spare time.
Mechanic skills
for fun.
He's just trying to keep up with when he needs his oil change.
That's going to blow your mind. The engine in that's in the back of the car.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
The trunk's up front.
In the front, yes.
That's right.
You just got to keep your membership up on AAA because.
Now, what you need is a handsome guy you can call who will come to your rescue and be your hero. That's the best way.
Find me one.
We'll get to work on that this morning. We got nothing to do here.
That's your homework.
Thank you.
We'll regroup tomorrow morning, guys.
Greg, you know the Montgomery dating scene is somewhere between zero to slim pickings.
What's up with that?
All right, guys. That is all the time. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
See ya.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute a Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising, like a beautiful sunrise.
We're clear.
Yeah, we're clear.
Okay.
All right. Clear. It's like we're giving away heart starters.
Yep.
Why do they say that when they use those paddles? Clear.
I think that's so that nobody else is touching the body.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it doesn't become a body until it's dead, though, right?
Well, no, it's a body all the time.
What?
It doesn't become...
It's a body all the time.
I mean, all right. This is again something we did about a half an hour ago. Name that clown. Now we know the names of the first four. It's the last two we're looking for.
That's Bozo.
Yeah.
But you must know, I'll never go.
Next one is easy.
Come along.
I'm gonna play a little song, and before your eyes, up will come McDonald's fry guys.
Can you smell
McDonald's?
Circus Georgie. Wrong. There's peanuts. And popcorn.
Pennywise.
Hey, whoa!
What are
those great kids?
I'm just some dumb clown.
You're not that dumb.
I wish I could say the same thing.
Don't know who that is.
You give clowns a bad name.
What a morning.
Don't know who that is either.
Well, if you think you can identify the last two, at 272-9228, you can win a pine fries. Or just calling qualifies you for some great stuff, like a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And that drawing takes place Friday, just before the end of the show. At 6:47, we're going to go back to the traffic dungeon and come back with today's Cheap and Trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Rolling through the middle of the 6 o'clock hour and Montgomery Skywatch traffic. See some movement out on the roadways. We are starting to see busy traffic on the boulevard. Please be careful out there. If you're on the 31s, it's busy coming out of Wetumpka, but other than that, everybody's got a clean ride. And if you're on the interstates, we don't have any problems at all for you. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful as we get our Tuesday started. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Let me tell you about our schedule. We're open 5 days a week, closed on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open at 11 o'clock. Saturdays and Sunday at 12 noon, so we're here for lunch and dinner all day long. And we'll cook it up from the steamer. Y'all, we got some good old snow crab legs, shrimp from around Argentina all the way down to the deep water in the Gulf. So we got you something covered good. How about those crab claws from Biola Battery? Some good fried shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good eating. Let's go ahead and let me tell you about Sunday afternoon. You know, every Sunday we bring in people from all around the world, and this Sunday, Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. That's right, some Louisiana music, some good Zydeco music. You're going to want to put your dancing shoes on, come down here hungry and have a good time with us. So check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We've got a menu on there. It talks about renting a boat, talking about getting down here soon. We'll have the RV park going. So we've got a lot of going on, and check it all out and get down here soon and come hungry.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gail, the person that does 1 minute or less inside a woman's head has big news.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head. 30.
Oh, well, I'm engaged. He asked me this weekend, should I be bothered he didn't get down on one knee? Should I be concerned that then he joked about having a trick knee? And that his name is Thomas, but he never wants to be called Tom or Tommy. Always Thomas. I mean, that's going to be a lifetime of not being able to shorten it when I call his name. Thomas! The things I think about after I'm blinded by a ring. I mean, love. Yeah. Love.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Congratulations.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, we already mentioned the big news yesterday. Breaking news yesterday, Sarah Palin getting divorced from her husband, Todd. The specific legal reason for this divorce is, quote, incompatibility of temperament between the parties, such as they find it possible to live together as husband and wife, if I can boil that down into plain English.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
It's something like that.
Okay.
They only have one minor child, and that's Trig. At 6:54, elsewhere, Dr. Oz is feeling guilty because he missed the signs of his mother's Alzheimer's. Oh. It's been very difficult for him. I've been feeling guilty because I completely missed the signs until fairly late in the process. He says he and his sisters noticed little things. I would hope you guys would do this for me.
I mean,
you see little things. Don't make any stuff up, but
I'm.
There are days in here where I really wonder because of mistakes. You know, it's like, oh, is this it now? Is this the first sign it's over?
Are you aware of those, though? If they happen to you, do you become aware of those things?
I think if you make a mistake or forget something or you have a mental lapse and you recognize that you had a mental lapse, you're okay. It's when you make a mistake or have a mental lapse and you have no idea.
And it does nothing.
Like, I just came to this room. I know I need something. Why did I come into this room?
No, that's normal.
Okay, instead of just realizing.
Have you reached that phase in your young life yet?
What's that? What?
Young life, early on in your...
Huh?
No, have you reached the point where you go into a room and don't know why?
Sometimes it takes me a second, but I have a lot going on inside my head all the time.
Those seconds will grow.
It's a mess in there.
First it takes a second, then it takes two, and then before you know it, you're standing there. And then you start challenging yourself. I'm not leaving this room until I remember what it is I came in here for. Because you don't want to...
I'll do the turnabout and walk back into the room, and then usually it clicks.
Next thing you know, you can't get a full night's rest without having to go to the bathroom.
The Hollywood Reporter is set out to determine the biggest box office bomb of all time. Among those that were considered, Cleopatra from 1963.
Mm-hmm.
They spent...
Was that a bomb?
Yeah, they spent so much money and didn't get it back.
Mm. Yeah, and a lot of that money was not only invested in stars. Elizabeth Taylor was the first actress to make $1 million for a movie with Cleopatra, but Richard Burton was in it, had a lot of big name stars, and they literally rebuilt the Sphinxster and all the rest of the stuff in Egypt to give it that authenticity.
You can't even look at me.
Ultimately, the movie they picked was Disney's 2012 movie John Carter, which cost $263 million to make, plus $100 million more in marketing, but only earned $284 million worldwide.
What was that about?
2.5 hours long.
Yeah. John Carter of Mars. It was based on a book, I believe, and it didn't do too well. I imagine there's a lot of more modern Disney films on that list. Because I know The Lone Ranger was a bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Glitter? What about Glitter?
Tomorrowland was a bomb for them.
Glitter was the Mariah Carey movie, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was a dopey movie, and it didn't do well.
Awful.
But I don't think the loss was catastrophic. Yeah. Like some of these. Cutthroat Island also got consideration. That cost $98 million. Grossed a total of $15.7 worldwide. So that movie lost almost $100 million. Christian Bale says that Robert Pattinson has an interesting choice to play Batman and has one piece of advice.
I know the piece of advice. It's the same piece of advice he's given everybody else that's played Batman.
Yeah. I'll let you go ahead.
Just make sure you can go to the bathroom by yourself.
Exactly.
You don't feel much like a superhero when you have to have help to go to the bathroom.
Oh, bless it.
Make sure the suit has a way for you to be able to,
understand him. Who could feel like a superhero? Hey, would you come and hold my dinky for me?
Will you please help me get this off so I can go to the bathroom?
I'm
Batman, but I can't be.
Are you going to see the Joker when it comes out?
No.
Okay.
No, that movie is getting ripped.
No, it looks so good that I don't think I can go see it. Because just seeing the trailer for it makes me really emotional.
Sharon Osbourne unveiled her new face on The Talk yesterday. It seems pretty much like the old face, maybe just a little more plasticky looking.
Meet the new face.
Same as the old face.
I won't get fooled again.
We won't get fooled again.
You're listening to the Dan Norris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, Bob Dylan has announced some fall tour dates, but that's the same tour he's been doing since, 78?
1987.
I had the number Alexia there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Are you going to see The Joker?
When it comes out? Yeah, of course. It won a film award. It won the Venice Film Festival. It won the best...
Speaking of awards, if you were to look at one of the walls at Gulf States Mobility, it's covered with plaques. In fact, they have plaque buildup on that wall because they have so many for the work they do. But they're not all about that. That's not what makes them tick. That's not what they put the key in the door first thing in the morning to do. And that is help people that need mobility assistance. And there's so many different ways that can happen. They've actually now